wondering how and why and where you and I stand. This funny world would be heaven to you and me if I could just arrange it as I've planned. I'd make a play day of every gray day if I had my way, dear. I'd have the songbirds singing pretty love words for you alone to hear. I'd make the night time one sweet delight time, and you'd be always near. We'd have our love to guide us, there'd be no thrill to deny us if I had my way, dear. I'd make a play day of every gray day if I had my way, dear. I'd have songbirds singing pretty little love words for you alone to hear. I'd make the night time one sweet delight time, and you'd be always, always near. We'd have a heaven made for that little soul we prayed for if I had my way in a coziness. We'd find a peace and rest if I had my way, dear.
That was Charles Lawman, and I'm Bill Chambliss. Program is Scratchy Grooves. Tonight, the subject of our weekly seminar is the word if. Specifically, songs from the past with titles starting with that two-letter word that just might be the most important word in our language. The most important word in the language, you ask? Pray, Professor, what do you mean? Well, consider this. Would any new thing ever be created, any new idea tried, if someone didn't ask himself or herself, what if? Think about it. What if this fire the God sent down from the sky, this fire that warms us on a cold Neanderthal day, what if we could have fire in our cave to keep us warm? And what do you suppose would happen if we put this leg of saber-toothed tiger on the fire? It couldn't taste much worse or be any tougher. What do we got to lose? Or, what if we got together to resist this unfair tax on tea and all this interference from England? What do you say we board that ship in Boston Harbor and throw the tea overboard? Oh, you say we might get caught. Well, what if we dress like Indians? They'd never know who did it. Or what if I put an engine on this carriage and use engine power instead of a horse? I bet I could really burn up the road then, and wouldn't Becky be impressed? Or what if we could fly to the moon? Or maybe to the stars. Or what if I could play my old records on the radio, WXDR maybe? I could call the program Scratchy Grooves. Nah. Well, you get the idea. A very important word, if. And over the years, it's been a pretty big word with songwriters, too, as we'll hear tonight. Example number one was If I Had My Way, Dear, by Charles Lawman. Example number two, This is by Nat Wills from the 1913 Ziegfeld Follies. If a table at Rector's could talk.
For laughter is the only thing that's free. At Rector's I was sitting at my table, laughing all that I was able, when I thought a funny little thought. What a funny thing would be in the year 1913 if a table at Rector's could talk. What a lot of things you'd hear through your conversation, dear, if a table at Rector's could talk. You'd hear what someone's Adam said to someone else's Eve. You'd hear some men don't have to wear a mustache to deceive. You'd hear how wide the tailor made your poker partner's sleeve. You'd hear of horses that lose in a walk. You'd hear how Susie Spotlight does it on 18 per week. You'd hear who made the manager give her them lines to speak. And a lot of men would pony up a lot of alimony if a table at Rector's could talk. You'd know the chumps behind the check, the pops, the girls in town. You'd hear where Fanny Fewclothes got her homemade Paris gown. You'd hear somebody's right name, and if you just stick around, you'd hear a secret pop with every cork. You'd hear who put the welcome on a certain man of town. You'd hear whose hand is slipping on a job he's holding down. And some good old reputations would start off on long vacations if a table at Rector's could talk. You'd hear the record of the kid who wears that girlish gown. You'd hear just why he took the table next to old man Brown. You'd hear just how she dropped her card case near him sitting down. Just where he'd find it when she took a walk. You'd hear how to return that case up to her house he came. You'd hear just how her sisters let him join their poker game. And you'd hear about the trimming he got from those simple women if a table at Rector's could talk.
From 1913, If a Table at Rector's Could Talk. If songs on Scratchy Grooves tonight. Jump ahead 4 years to 1917. If he's good enough to fight for his country.
Girls, if he's good enough to fight for his country, then he shouldn't have to fight for his love. If you know that he's going to be fighting far across the sea, then he shouldn't have to fight with you to get you on his knee. Ah, let's be good girls to the boys who are marching to keep old glory waving up above. Why, in two wars I've helped the boys who bravely faced the enemy's guns. What I did for the fathers, I can still do for the sons. If he's good enough to fight for his country, then he shouldn't have to fight for his love.
Very small excerpt there from a song by Sophie Tucker. 1928, Gus Arnheim, If I Can't Have You. Thank you.
If I can't have you, nobody but you, I want to be lonesome, I want to be blue. Wherever I go, whatever I do, I'm all for my own son, the thinking of you. I'm missing that sweet embrace, yes, that feeling of bliss. Nobody can take your place, no, when I'm feeling like this. So if I can't have you, nobody but you, I want to be lonesome, I want to be blue.
Gus Arnheim's orchestra, If I Can't Have You. A mixed bag of songs tonight. The only thing they have in common is they all start with the word if. Let's listen to Dick Stabile, Billy Wilson, to sing If I Could Be With You 1 Hour Tonight. If you listen carefully, you may hear a few trumpet licks by Bunny Berrigan. 1936, Dick Stabile.
Thank you.
Now, Rudy Valley, If I Had a Girl Like You. Of that, I wouldn't play that scratchy one. Scratchy Grooves is the name of the program. 1935, the Boswell Sisters, If I Had $1 Million.
I'd have enough. spent $1 million. I know I would never care, because as long as you mind, I'd still be a millionaire. That's why I'm always dreaming, dreaming of what I would do if I had $1 million.
The Boswell Sisters, from 1935. Go back a little ways to 1929. Here's Belle Baker. If I had a talking picture of you.
I talk to your photograph each day. You should hear the lovely things I. But I thought how happy I would be if your photograph could talk to me. If I had a talking picture of you,
Belle Baker. If songs on Scratchy Grooves. Here's a more recent one. Buddy Clark, If I Had My Life to Live Over.
If I had my life to live over, I'd do the same things again. I'd still want to roam near the place we called home, where my happiness never would end. I'd meet you when school days were over, and walk through the lanes that we knew. If If I had my life to live over, I'd still fall in love with you. And as I review my life with you, since the day changing things for all the world and its gold. I'd meet you when school days were over and walk through the lanes that we knew. If I had my life
back a few years ahead of that, the Broadway Broadcasters, If I Had You.
Thank you. for the best in bluegrass, old time, and traditional country music, join me, Carl Goldstein, for Fire on the Mountain here on WXDR every Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. 3 hours of records, features, live music, interviews, and of course your requests. Everything from Hank Williams and Flatten Scruggs to Dr. Smith's Champion Horsehair Pullers. It's the real stuff. Join us.
Now on Scratchy Grooves, request time. No, not tonight. Tonight we have Lena Horne singing Stormy Weather. This is an answer to a request from last week. It's a bit scratchy, I'm afraid. Just sort of halfway tune it out, and you'll get all the full flavor of Lena's singing. This will be followed by another request from last week. This more properly belongs in the In a Mist segment of WXDR's schedule, coming up at 8 o'clock. But I happen to have it, and so here it is, Benny Goodman's 1938 Flatfoot Flugie. I couldn't say it back in 1938 either. First, Stormy Weather.
Together, and bringing all the time.
As I told you, that particular selection, Flat Foot Flugie with a Floy Floy, would more properly be in A Mist, which comes on at 8 o'clock, by Neil Payne. But a Scratchy Grooves listener wanted to hear it, and his wish is my command. Incidentally, I have here a non-request from a listener. I won't give his name in case he might be embarrassed, but this postcard came in the mail today as a follow-up to my all-banjo program last week. It says, "Sir, please, no more banjo music. Never again. Not even once." I'll take it under advisement. If there's a song that you'd like to hear, or if there's music you wouldn't want to hear on this program, let me know. Call me here at the studio, 451-2701. Right now, if you like. Meanwhile, it's time to get back to the major portion of the program. Song starting with the word if. Al Jolson, 1926. If I Knew I'd Find You.
I only know that I miss you so. I search for you everywhere. I crossed the burning desert. If I knew that when I crossed the desert, I'd find you. And I'd pay the price of sorrow if I only knew that come tomorrow I'd find you. There's not a single thing that I wouldn't dare if I knew that you would be waiting for me there. I'd give my greatest treasure if I knew by giving up that treasure I'd find you. I'd climb the highest mountain if I knew that when I climbed that mountain I'd find you. And I'd swim the deepest river if I knew that when I swam that river I'd find you. Nothing to me, no matter where you are, that's where I want to be. I pray to get to heaven, cause I know that if I got to heaven, I'd find you.
I know that I can be beggar.
If songs tonight. If I'm Dreaming, here's Marilyn Miller. Not many records made by Marilyn Miller. I guess mainly because her voice wasn't all that strong, but she was Ziegfeld's leading star for several years. This is from 1930. The fellow singing with her is Alexander Gray. Marilyn Miller, If I'm Dreaming. Record, I thank Mike Hudak for this. This is 1907. I played this on the program once before. Arthur Collins, an old Edison record. If I'm going to die, I'm going to have some fun.
Jim Johnson caught a cold, and he laughed when he was told that he'd better go to bed and cover up his head. A hot skin fizz was the thing they said. Jim laughed at his advice. He had a date to shoot some dice. He walked right out in the wind and snow. The night was cold as ice. 3 weeks later, very sickly cold, a doctor with a spoon said, Jim, take your medicine. Jim said, Doc, am I bad? Now don't you lie. The doctor said, I'll tell the truth, I think you're going to die. So Jim sat right straight up in bed. He raised his head and to the doctor said, I'm going to get right up and put on the clothes. I'm going to go right out and take in all the shows. Going to drive around in an open carriage. You're to meet the gal that's going to be a marriage. Far from everybody on the staff, I'm going to eat and drink and drive and laugh. Doctor says, my days are done, so I'm going to die. I'm going to have some fun. Right out of bed and did just what he said. Says Doc, he was scared for his having me to grab. He ran outdoors and he called a cab. He drove right down the line and he drank a lot of wine. And strange to say, the next day Jim was a feeling mighty fine. 3 weeks later, the doctor, he took sick. And all the doctors quick came to hold a consultation day. Said, Doc, you'd better make your will. The doctor said, please tell me, is Jim Jackson living still? When someone said, he's feeling fine, the doctor said, boys, that's fine. I'm going to get right up and put on the clothes. I'm going to go right out and take in all the shows. Going to drive around in an open carriage. If I meet Miguel, is going to be a marriage. Far from everybody on the staff, I'm going to eat and drink and drive and laugh. Doctor says, my days are done, so I'm going to die. I'm going to have some fun.
Okay. I don't play many Edison Cylinder records on the program. Some of them are pretty great. Here's Harry Reeser's Roving Romans. To the fellow who wrote in wanting no more banjo music, I'm afraid there may be a little banjo on this one because Harry Reeser was a banjo player. 1926, vocal by Tom Stax. Harry Reeser, If My Baby Cooks As Good As She Looks.
I'll be hungry, hungry all the time. If my baby fries like she rolls her eyes, how my poor heart aches for her griddle cakes. I wonder if she's as good at the oven as she is in the parlor at love, love, loving. If my baby cooks just as good as she looks, then I'll be hungry, hungry all the time.
My baby cooks as good as she looks. Here's Ada Jones. If that's your idea of a wonderful time, take me home.
Take me home. If that's your idea of a wonderful time, take me home, take me home. I want you to know that I'm choking from that 5-cent cigar that you're smoking. You came out with a $1 bill. You've got 80 cents left of it still. If that's your idea of a wonderful time, you, but where I'm concerned, the evening is over and done. I see that you've got to pass the zap, all good for a bite of grand show. So you then yourself, you can go in twice. Don't try to coach me, no. If that's your idea of a wonderful time, take me home, take me home. I don't want to look at John Bunny, cause he's bald-headed, fat, and looks funny. I thought that you were a spendthrift, but gee, all you spent was the evening with me. If that's your idea of a wonderful time, take me
Cavaliers, If We Never Should Meet Again. Never Should Meet Again, the Cavaliers. You've been listening to Scratchy Grooves. Tonight, songs starting with the word if. Why? No particular reason. I'm Bill Chambliss. Thanks for joining me tonight. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 o'clock for more great old music on Scratchy Grooves. Got enough time here for just a little bit of another record. This is If You Believed in Me, George Olsen's orchestra. Good night.